Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Yeah, there always is. It's always a little different playing a team once every 4 years. But, yeah, I mean, it's name-wise, it's obviously way different than we played them even 4 years ago. I don't know if there's anybody in the, you know, the first 22 that maybe was there during that time. There might be a couple guys. But, I mean, they went out. They spent some money. They brought in some free agents, guys that we know we played against, like Hendrickson and Awuzie and Trey, obviously. So they're a talented team. I think the difference is, you know, they're 3-1. So they're obviously playing with a lot more confidence and believing that they can and should be winning games. They obviously have a first pick quarterback and some stud guys on that side of the ball. They've been scoring some points. So we're going to have to match whatever they put up.
Now the Packers have the Bengals coming up this weekend, the game in Cincinnati. Still Aaron Rodgers, but now Joe Burrow on the other side. And it looks like some new Packers as well, as Ryan Wood joins us, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. So yesterday was kind of a fun day, randomly, in the middle of the season, where it looked like the Packers might get an all-pro cornerback. They still end up with Jalen Smith, someone who I really wanted out of the draft, even if he had to redshirt a year. I still think he's got gas left in the tank. How did everything go down yesterday, and what do you think? I just want you to talk. I've got, like, a very large question. Because it seems like people are down on Jalen Smith, but I don't know if they're really down on Jalen Smith because they're down on Jalen Smith, or if they were, like, excited that we might get Stephon Gilmore, and then the Panthers were the only team, allegedly, that called on him.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting day because it was a roller coaster, right? I mean, you start up here, and you're thinking, well, this is a day where you might get an all-pro quarterback. That doesn't happen, so you go down from there, and then right when you're thinking the Packers are going to Packers and that it's not, you know, they're not going to make marquee moves, they add a linebacker who, look, at this point in his career, I think Jalen Smith's obviously got some questions to answer as far as, you know, can he stay healthy and what kind of player is he with the injury history that he has. But at his best, and Aaron Rodgers was very interesting yesterday when he talked about, sometimes in general, with veteran players, a change of scenery is what you need to get the best football out of them. And with Jalen Smith, he's going to get that change of scenery now. What we know is the Packers were very high on Jalen Smith coming out of the draft in 2016. They just weren't going to draft him in the first round. Instead, in 2016, they took Kenny Clark. Worked out pretty well for them. Jalen Smith went 34th overall to the Dallas Cowboys before the Packers had a chance in the second round to perhaps draft him. He would have been on the radar. They were very high in Jalen Smith, so now they get a chance, albeit later in his career, with more mileage, they get a chance to see what he can do.
Yeah, Jalen Smith, if he wears number 9, Ryan, he would already be the best number 9 ever. Maybe Jim McMahon played with the Packers, wore number 9. But he's competing with Whitey Wooden, Jug Earp, Fred Borak, Dean Dorsey, Brian Wagner, Dirk Borgagnon, Josh Bidwell, Brian Barker, John Ryan, Seneca Wallace, and Deshaun Kizer, along with McMahon. I would think that he would be already one of the best number 9s ever. And it's interesting. It's another Smith brother. So when do we like expect him to, is he going to dive right in there this weekend? And is he going to have a big impact? Are they going to bring him along a little bit? What should we expect with him?
That's a good point. It is another Smith brother. I did, you know, they lost Za'Darius Smith and now they get Jalen Smith.
You got to meet your quota.
Be honest now. That was some mighty impressive Googling there. Cause other than maybe, Cedric Wallace and Deshaun Kizer, and Jim McMahon, some way back guys.
Jug Earp played in the 1928 season, as you know. Jug Earp.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to expect from Jalen Smith. I think that this is going to absolutely be the variance of what he might bring to this defense is very wide. It might be a big impact signing. That's that potential. It might not be. That's the potential too. We're just going to have to see what he's able to do. Coming in the middle of the season, it's obviously not easy, but veterans can do it. And, you know, he's got a defensive coordinator who is in Joe Barry, who is a lifelong linebackers coach. That should help as well. They're fairly solid at the top of their inside linebacker depth chart already with Chris Barnes and Devondre Campbell, who has really taken this defense by storm. I mean, Devondre Campbell's been a very, very pleasant surprise. So you add Jalen Smith to that rotation, it adds depth. I mean, this has a chance to be the deepest inside linebacker group that they've had in many, many years. So there's some potential positives here. Just, you got to wait. I think this is a wait and see.
I think it's been a wait and see on Jair Alexander, too. I mean, they got to figure out exactly what they want to do there. And with the Packers, you know, being mentioned with Stephon Gilmore is one thing. They do sign a cornerback off the practice squad of Arizona. But I think some Packer fans are saying that we're reading the tea leaves and Jair's going to be out a while. Based on the injury, it seems like other people have come back from that pretty quick. Should I be like long-term worried that Jair's not going to be a part of this team for a while?
Yeah, I think you should be worried. Not to say that it's definitive by any means, but this is potentially a very big problem. Matt LaFleur said it yesterday that they're going to try to avoid surgery at all costs, because if Jair Alexander gets shoulder surgery, he's probably out for the season. And if Jair Alexander's out for the season, Za'Darius Smith already very possibly out for the season. That's a season changer. David Bakhtiari, losing him week 17 last year to the torn ACL, that was a season changer. Those type of injuries on the defensive side would be season changers. Not to say that they absolutely could not win the Super Bowl, but it would be astronomically more difficult if you detract Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander. So it very much is kind of teetering on the edge there, because they're trying to avoid surgery, but they might not be able to. And if they can't, the potential is high that that's a season-ending surgery for Jair Alexander. The other thing, too, even if it's not, you can't hide a shoulder at corner. I mean, from tackling to your radius as far as in coverage, being able to I mean, it's huge to that position. So it's going to be a while until Jair Alexander is 100% anyway. It's a challenging situation for this team, for this defense, and that player.
The Bengals are the opponent this week. Interesting season so far from them. They need overtime, but they beat the Vikings in week 1. They then lose to the Bears. They beat the Steelers, who I don't think they're that good. And then they slip by Jacksonville before Urban Meyer gate. They are 3-1. So maybe we don't know, like, if they're good or how good they might be. But I do know that I think Joe Burrow's good, and I think that connection with Ja'Marr Chase is going to be tough to stop. What challenges do you think the Packers will encounter Sunday against Cincy?
potentially the toughest challenge of the season. I mean, it's only been four games, so it's difficult to know just who the Bengals are yet. I think it's difficult for the Bengals to know just who they are yet because it's so new. I mean, they were 2-14 2 years ago. They're 4-11-1 last year. Now they're 3-1, and Joe Burrow's playing pretty well, right? So when you look at it, though, this is a tougher challenge than last week. The Bengals beat the Steelers, and their quarterback is better. Joe Burrow is better than Ben Roethlisberger. You look at the season as a whole, maybe, you know, the road game at the 49ers, that's obviously a tough game and a big win in that kind of environment with that situation. But Joe Burrow is probably the best quarterback that they played so far this season. So because of that, you're looking at potentially the toughest matchup that they've had.
I didn't really think about it till Rodgers said it. I mean, I thought about it because, you know, I miss out on a good block of red zone with them playing at noon. Is it that big of a challenge for them to go to these afternoon night games and then all of a sudden play, you know, just after morning?
Yes and no. It's a challenge from an energy standpoint. It's a challenge to adjust to the clock. But let's be real. There's a reason why these games are at noon, right? They're not marquee games. There's a reason why Packers at 49ers is a night game, because that's a big game. Like, either team could win. It's a dogfight, right? Noon game at Cincinnati, you're expected to win that game if you're the Packers. Now the Bengals, you know, this is the type of game that could be a late afternoon game, maybe more than the Steelers, because this is a tougher opponent. But next week at Chicago, there's a reason why that game's at noon. Everyone expects the Packers to win. So you don't get marquee opponents and matchups at noon. You're supposed to win the games that are at noon. So I get what Aaron Rodgers is saying from adjusting the body clock and bringing the energy, and those are going to be challenges they haven't. It's kind of odd that it's week five and they haven't had to deal with that yet, because they haven't had a noon game by week five. But those games get kicked to noon for a reason.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. I will let you go on that. Do I? Rami calls you that dude, and I know you put that in your Twitter bio. Should I be calling you that dude? What am I missing?
That goes way back. I will accept that. Okay. You know, it's just it's kind of an inside thing with Rami and I.
Because I might steal it. Because you know, we have callers that call in and they get a name like Notebook Mike or Mike the Painter, you know. So, and then on Rami's show, they're referred to as the same way. So I kind of want to be consistent with my good friend Rami. So if you're that dude on Rami's show, then I think you can be that dude on my show.
I'll always be your dude, Bart.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
That was some bromance right there.
It's budding. I like
we just
it.
Had a moment. We had a moment. I felt it.
We've been having moments every other week here. All right, Ryan, we'll talk on Monday.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, if you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.